So right now the trails are groomed out at Briggs for that, but we got more snow coming tomorrow, it sounds
like. That's right. It sounds that way.
Be digging out the snowshoes when I get back, because I've got a snowshoe program coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah. We're here to talk about all the different programs coming up in 2024 for Hamilton County Conservation. And our first program, John, is a week from tomorrow, coming up on January 19th.
Correct. Yeah, it's a Building Better Birders and Citizen Scientists workshop. This program is actually funded by REAP, the Resource Enhancement and Protection Conservation Education Program. And so I was actually contacted by Mark Roberts at Clinton County. He got the grant, and he needed places to host it. And I was glad to have Hamilton County as one of those hosting counties. So there's actually a birding expert that's coming to give this, Kelly McKay, who's from the Bioeco Research and Monitoring Center over in Illinois. He will be coming to give the workshop, and I'll be assisting. The neat thing, Pat, about this workshop is it's all day that day from 9 to 5:30, but people are free to come and go as they choose. You don't have to stay for all of it. If you just need to come to one thing and go, that's fine. I have it posted on our website at mycountyparks.com. The agenda's on there, but some things we're going to do kicking off at 9 would be Kelly's going to talk about waterfowl and upland game birds of Iowa, and then we'll have a break. And then we're going to go look at the trumpeter swans out at Beamer's Pond from 11 to 1. And then it's lunch on your own after that. We'll come back to the office. So bring a bag lunch or run into town, get something, go over to the clubhouse or wherever to get something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an introduction to common birds of Iowa afterwards from 2 to 3:30. And then after that, we're going to do an ultimate winter bird survey. We're going to watch a program on that was conducted by Kelly McKay at Christmas in the past, and then some questions at the end of that event. So it's a fun day just to come out and learn a little bit about birds, and love to have you.
And that is, again, next Friday, the 19th, mm-hmm. at the Briggswoods Conservation Office. And the best thing about it, John, is it is all absolutely free of charge.
True. Uh-huh. Yep, it is, Pat.
All these events are free.
Well, there's a few that are charged, but most of them are free.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good.
And that's always posted on the website. So after that, like we were talking a little bit about with all the snow, we've got the full moon snowshoeing hike coming up Thursday night on January 25th from 7 to 8. And that'll be at the conservation office. We'll put on some snowshoes, talk a little bit about how to snowshoe, and then probably go out on the golf course and make a circle and come back. So if that interests you, feel free to come to that. Bring your own snowshoes if you want. I do have about 30 pairs of snowshoes to use for the public. And then the next program, Pat, would be in February. I have oftentimes people want to have the opportunity to give a little feedback on conservation, what we're doing, how we're doing things. And so I have a coffee, donuts, and conversation scheduled at the Hickory Cabin on Wednesday, February 7th from 9 to 10:30. The idea is to give feedback on the naturalist program, what programs what you like, what you don't like, you know, what would you like to see done that we're not doing. And so just give people opportunity to hang out and visit a little bit with me and tour the Hickory Cabin as well, and have a little time with me in the cabin, just visit.
And which reminds me, the past few months, Hamilton County Conservation has conducted a survey, I believe, when my visit.
Yeah, and I believe that's done. I didn't see the QR code on the website yesterday when I was on it. But any feedback would be appreciated at the event I have coming up. And later that same afternoon, Pat, we have the ice fishing clinic scheduled and tours of Hickory Cabin. Now, with the lake level being what it is, I'm probably not going to be able to do the ice fishing portion of it. But we're going to still have tours of the Hickory Cabin from 4 to 6 that day. And if anybody wants to just visit about how things are going, I'll kind of continue on from conversation with the naturalist from the morning to the afternoon to give feedback on how we're doing and what your thoughts are. And, you know, if there's something else you'd like to talk about what the Conservation Board is doing, that's fine, too. I'll be there to answer questions and mm-hmm. carry conversation on with people, show them the cabin as well. So that would be from 4 to 6 p.m. on February 7th. And then the next one we're doing, Pat, like you and I are just talking about, we're talking about maple syrup. It's March 23rd. We're having a Making Maple Syrup fundraiser breakfast out at the Briggs Woods Clubhouse. That goes from 9 to 11 a.m. There'll be staff, clubhouse staff, cooking breakfast and serving it in the clubhouse. Myself and Karen Hansen, the naturalist from Webster County, we will have two stations outside. One will be a maple syrup cooking station. We'll have the evaporator out there with a big barrel with fire in it, and have the evaporator on the top cooking the sap down to make syrup. And then we'll have a tree tapping station. I'll have one of the maple trees out there tapped and have a bucket under it, and we'll talk about the techniques of those two particular stations and how to make maple syrup on your own. The cost for this is $15 a person because it is a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And so you'd pay that inside when you come in, the cash register right there. They'll be glad to collect your fees on that. The fundraiser, Pat, is for new snowshoes for the conservation board. The ones I have are secondhands, and the ones that have been there for years. They're probably 35, 40 years old, just need replaced. So that's what we're going to use the money for. And then I want to make a rack to be able to store them on.
So those snowshoes down at the conservation office are 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's hard to believe. I've been here 28 years already coming up. Hmm. So, yeah, time flies.
True.
Then we have a partial solar eclipse observation in April, Pat. That is April 8th from 12:30 to 3:30, and that'll be just outside the conservation office. I have some eclipse viewing safety sunglasses I ordered online, and be able to use those to be able to observe and just kind of hang out and talk about what's going on and enjoy the experience. Something that doesn't happen, be able to do that. So here in Iowa, it'll be like a partial eclipse. It was not total. But anyway, if you have any interest in that, feel free to attend or sign up online on mycountyparks.com. Just be a fun time together to observe it together.
So that's our next a solar eclipse event, a partial one coming
mm-hmm.
up.
In April. I'll probably have an easy up, set up a little like canopy outside the office there, maybe a picnic table or two out front, be able to come out and sit down. Feel free to bring your camp chair and hang out with us and observe.
Fascinating.
Then we have a new program next, Pat. We were just talking about new programs. And one is Build Your Own Terrarium Workshop, which is Saturday, April 13th from 10 to noon. I'm doing that jointly with the ISU Extension Office here in town. So if you ever have wanted to do that, feel free to sign up online on mycountyparks.com. The cost for that is $20. And there's a 15 people maximum. That's what we have supplies to make, is for 15 terrariums. So we'll supply the materials to do it and the environment to do it, to build it, and come out and enjoy that together with Sue Schmidt and myself as we do that program together. So that's a joint program between the two of us.
Fascinating. Then there's more to come.
Yeah, and then in April 27th, it's a Saturday, I have a nature hike. It's spring wildflowers from 10 to 11, and that'll be at Briggs Woods Park. We'll start at the trailhead by Shelter 2 and walk up to the waterfalls and loop back on the bike trail and look at the spring wildflowers. Hopefully the lake level's recovered a little bit by then.
Cross your fingers.
Yep. Hopefully we'll have some rain between that now and that time. Sounds like we'll have some snow tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I've had some interest from people wanted to do some hikes down at Little Wall Lake. So in May, Saturday, May 11th from 10 to 11 at Little Wall Lake, we'll go on the Wilcox Nature Trail, which is located just past the big cabins at Little Wall Lake. So we'll meet for a brief discussion at the parking lot just below those cabins. And then we'll actually walk the trail that connects the north to the south side of the lake. We'll be walking that east edge of the lake. And we'll actually look at an area of the lake that I find fascinating. It's an undisturbed area where glacial rock is left along the shoreline. And one of the few places you actually see that. A lot of the rock had been hauled off and then brought back years later. And we'll talk about the wildflowers along the way, the trees we see, the animal tracks that we encounter, and the wildlife, whatever we happen to encounter. By the way, Pat, I saw right outside you got deer that have been walking along the parking lot right between here and where I park, so lots of tracks out there this morning. So we'll see what we encounter as we do that nature hike on the Wilcox Nature Trail.
Neat.
Then we're doing a next thing is a Cops and Bobbers program, which is actually the law enforcement people here in Hamilton County. I help them do that. But basically, that would be on Saturday, June 8th at the Small Beach Shelter at Briggs Woods Park. And Ryan Ruepiper helps me organize that along with some of the other law enforcement officials here in the county. It's a family fun event scheduled on Free Fishing Weekend. So 8:30 to 9 would be registration, and 9 to 11 is a fishing derby at that time. And this program is for kids ages 3 through 14, but adults can come with their kids and fish beside them. Prizes will be given to the kids only, ages 3 through 14, and each participant will go home with a prize. The goal of this program is for kids to get hooked on fishing instead of drugs, crime, and show that law enforcement in a positive and friendly manner. This program is intended to break down the barriers between law enforcement and citizens. Great program.
Sure is.
Kids that come to that, just when you see them catch the fish, their eyes light up and they interact with the people there, and it's just a great, great experience. So if you have questions on that, feel free to contact me.
And but hopefully there'll be some water in that lake there.
Yeah, too, and if it would be rainy that day, we have a rain date that Sunday, the 9th. So. But instead of the big shelter, Ryan said he likes to use that little small shelter there, so we'll be using that instead to base everything for that day.
Wonderful.
Then if we jump to June, Pat, we've got a fireside chat at Camp Winoki, which is just over into Webster County at Camp Winoki. It's on primitive weapons. People seem to enjoy that. Nothing like coming and using an atlatl to throw a long dart or to be able to use a slingshot. People don't do that much anymore, or throw a tomahawk. So that's a joint program between Webster and Hamilton County, Thursday, June 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Camp Winoki. And that is just a fun thing to do. Kids come to that with their families and enjoy using slingshots and throwing tomahawks. I used a slingshot as a kid, and it's a lot of fun. But then, Pat, you and I were talking about the Boone River cleanup.
Right.
We scheduled that, the committee did, for Saturday, July 13th at Briggs Woods Park at Shelter 1. Registration is from 7:30 to 8, and then we hope to be on the water shortly after 8. We'll shuttle people up to Riverside Park in Webster City, put in there, and come out back down at Briggs Woods Park. However, if the water level does not cooperate like it's been the last few years, what the committee decided was let's have a on-your-own Boone River cleanup weekend. So that will be just from Webster City to Briggs Woods Park for location. We'll have a dumpster at the Briggs Woods Park canoe access and in town in Webster City, just not too far from the 7B Ranch where the bike trail goes by the water treatment plant there. There's the canoe access, and we'll have a dumpster there provided by the trash man as well for people to put garbage in. So if you can't, if we aren't able to do it as a committee on your own, you'll be able to walk the river and clean some of those things up. Then, Pat, we have a bike trail and history tour ride of the Jeweled Ellsworth Bike Trail. Mm-hmm. Some people have been wanting to have a program there. So Saturday, August 17th from 9 to 10 in the morning, we're going to meet in Jewel at the trailhead and then ride part of the trail and talk about the we plan on riding from the Jewel to Saratoga Avenue and back, and we'll talk about the history, local area history. A lot of it deals with the railroading and then settlement of the town of Jewel itself, and just some of the neat things that we'll see along the way. You never know what you're going to encounter when you're on a bike ride there. So this is a program for all ages, anybody that's mm-hmm. able to come onto that and ride their bike a ways. If you wanted to drive all ride all the way to Ellsworth, that's fine. You're welcome to do that, but I was looking at doing part of the trail and then coming back.
Yeah, it's a good idea because it's just a few days before school begins around mm-hmm. there.
Yep, exactly.
Mid-August. August 17th yep. for that bike trail and history tour ride.
Then we have another joint program at Camp Winoki, a fireside chat on geocaching. If you've ever wanted to learn how to geocache, come to Camp Winoki on Thursday, August 22nd from 6 to 8 o'clock at night. And we'll go over the basics of geocaching. Karen was talking to me about putting some temporary geocaches out, and I think she may have some permanent ones over there at Camp Winoki for people to find as well. But it's a good way to just get out and explore, and it's kind of like a treasure hunt. when you open the geocache to be able to see what's in there and just enjoy how to learn how to do that type of activity. What amazes me, Pat, is people will come to an area and go to it just because there's a geocache there. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone there. So that'll be a fun day. And then I have a junior archaeologist field day scheduled. Ryan Ruhpiper contacted me and wanted to do this program. We're going to do this jointly together on Saturday, September 7th from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Conservation Office. We'll start. We'll talk a little bit about archaeology as a hobby and how to do it and the do's and the don'ts. And then Ryan has a collection of artifacts that he's found he wanted to be able to share and show with people. We have some on display there from Brewer Creek as well. And then we're going to go down to the beach, and we will dig up some things that we've buried down there ahead of time.
And that's right after Labor Day.
Yes.
September 7th for that.
Yes, that's September 7th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you have any questions, you can check our website out on that and sign up when you're ready for that. And then the next things coming, Pat, would be the Halloween events. Remember those?
Oh, I do indeed. Two special events every October.
Yes, yes. The Little Wall Lake event, we've moved from the 4th to the 2nd weekend in October.
Mm-hmm.
So it's October 12th this year from 4 to 7 o'clock. And we'll have hay rides, well, people mover rides that we have going from 4 to 7 and trick-or-treating in the campground. And the campground tends to fill up, and so you register for your sites on that online. And that's an enjoyable evening, family and fun, be able to trick-or-treat. And a lot of times people come in and come a few days ahead so they get their sights and then just enjoy the weekend to get, being there. It's a beautiful time of the year.
Sure is.
And then the Little Wall Lake. Well, that would be the Little Wall Lake event, but then the Briggs Woods event would be on Saturday, October 19th, that third weekend there. And we have from 5 to 7, we have trick-or-treating in the campgrounds. We have people mover rides going from the beach parking lot to the campgrounds. There just isn't enough room to park down there for everybody, so that's why we shuttle people back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a out-of-town scout group that is going to be doing kids' games at the beach shelter area and helping me with that. I believe they were from Ankeny, if I remember right. And then I have meals at the provided by the Webster City Church of Christ at the beach shelter from 5 to 7, and that's enjoyed by people. And just a fun evening to get out and enjoy the evening. We were a little tight on parking last year. We were parking cars.
Which is good, I guess.
Yeah, we had a
lot
huge
of
over 1,000 people there.
Interest in that, John.
Yeah, we had the parking lot at the beach was full. We had people parked up by the conservation office and along the bike trail, and Brian and Zane were busy trying to keep people parked and where to go, and it was just a great night and fun had by everybody that was there. We had three people movers that night. I'm hoping to have four people movers this year. We are going to be building a people mover. I've got a running gear purchased and had somebody step forward to help and fund this project. So hopefully in February we're going to make a people mover out there. A little safer to use those than the hay racks, Pat.
I'll bet.
Yep. Keep people contained on there and so they don't
fall off
or jump off and get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So after the Halloween events are done, we've got a fireside chat, a luminary night hike at Camp Winoki on Thursday, October 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. And just a fun evening to get out. We'll have some luminary pumpkins along the trail and walk in the dark with some flashlights with red covers. Why the red covers? Well, the red light doesn't affect your eyesight near as much as a bright white light would. It takes your eyes about half an hour to 20 minutes to redilate each time they get disturbed by a bright light. So we'll walk the trails, talk about the owls, and talk about the creatures of the night. Maybe talk a little bit about the stars and use our smartphone app to be able to look at constellations above us. That's kind of a fun thing to do as well. And then we kind of end up winding down the year in November with an owl prowl and stargazing night hike at Briggs Woods from Saturday, November 2nd from 8 to 9 o'clock. We'll start at the amphitheater at the beach at Briggs, walk the bike trail, and go over by the Shelter 2 area and see if we can call some owls in and see how that goes. That's a lot of fun if you can get them to cackle or at least reply back and forth.
Sure.
Barred owl, the who cooks for you is a fun one to be able to teach the kids that happen to be along.
Yeah.
And then we're going to, later in November, we'll have a holiday wreath-making program, a workshop. That's Saturday, November 16th from 10 to noon. I did it for the first time this year. It's last year in 2023, and I had a limit of 10 people, and it filled up right away. So we use grapevines as a base for the wreath. I will collect them from the park. I have some decorations there, and you're welcome to bring your own. And so it's going to be a holiday wreath of any kind. So it could be Christmas, which is probably the most common out of everybody's that we did. Thanksgiving, Easter, could be Halloween, whatever it would be, whatever mm-hmm. flips your switch, just autumn or Christmas.
Yeah.
And this, you must register for the workshop online as well. There's a $25 fee for that program to help cover supplies. So that was just fun. We had Christmas music, and we had hot cocoa and cookies for people to have as well. And then we end December with the Candy Cane Hike, which is part of a Christmas in the City event. And that would be Saturday, December 7th from 1 to 2 o'clock. So there's candy canes we put on the bushes and trees, Pat. And then we go out and collect them. The Webster City Church of Christ provided hot cocoa and cookies for that, too. And as far as I know, we're planning on the same this next year.
Mm-hmm. This is a little bit late this year for Christmas in the City. We'll talk more about that as we get close to it. But Thanksgiving this year is a little bit late. Last Thursday in November, that would be the 28th.
Yep.
Of November for Thanksgiving. So
correct, Pat.
It's yep. moved up to December 7th.
That's, yep, exactly. That's why Christmas in the City is a little bit later. Mm-hmm. yep. And then...
something new this year.
Something brand new, Pat. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out some ways to get people out to the wildlife areas for a number of years. So I am doing a first Tuesdays at 10 a.m. nature hike from May through November. So that'd be May 7th, June 4th, July 2nd, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, and ending on November 5th. And we're going to start out on May 7th at Briggswoods Park, walk the trails there, shelter two up to probably the waterfall. June 4th, we're going to do a history tour of Bell's Mill Park. And then July 2nd, we're going down to the Masterson Wildlife Area, which is on the south end of the county, just off of, not too far off Highway 17, and it's a little west of there, and then go to Bjork Boda. And then for three of those next programs, I have to be determined, because I want the public to tell me where they want to go for those programs for locations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So as we meet, I'm going to get feedback, and I'll post on the website what people want to do. I've got some ideas, but I want the people to tell me what they want to go and see. And then we'll end on November 5th at Little Wall Lake. We'll go on the nature trail at the Wilcox Nature Trail again. But come and explore the Hamilton County Conservation Board areas with our county naturalist. You know, we'll hike on the park trails, bike trails, and mowed fire breaks in the wildlife areas. The themes of the hikes, Pat, will vary depending on the location and what's going on with the natural resources at that time of the year.
I presume that these do be determined there, John. This will be kept here in Hamilton County, right?
Yes, it's just Hamilton County Conservation Board areas. Yep, mm-hmm. at this point. Unless I had somebody that really had a great idea otherwise. But whatever we decide will be on the website. I'll be mm-hmm. putting that up as well.
Okay.
But the idea was to get people in our Hamilton County Conservation Board areas. And I'm hoping that I can get some retired people to come to this. And during the summer especially, I think families would come to this. You know, the sure. kids are out of school. It gives them something to do.
Right.
A little hike to get out and about. And I'm always looking for feedback from the public. And so when we do have the tour of the Hickory Cabin coming up, feel free to offer me some ideas for programming for 2025 coming up.
We don't want to think about 2025. We just want to get through
2024.
2024. I've just been asked to emcee the New Year's Eve gala again at Briggswoods Conference Center just the other day. So I was glad to oblige on that. But we want to get through 2024 in first. We got 11 and a half more months to go.
Mm-hmm.
To get this all figured out. But a wonderful, wonderful year ahead, John.
Thank you. And I still have about four of the programs to post on mycountyparks.com. I've got most of the year up. But if you have any other questions, you can always call me directly on the county cell phone number at 515-297-0423.
515-297-0423, or simply contact the Hamilton County Conservation Office at 832-297-0423. 95.70 Talk with Laurie. Then we'll go right to you there, John, from there. And more information available through the Hamilton County Conservation Facebook page and through mycountyparks.com on there.
You mentioned the survey, Pat. I'm really curious on the survey that we had with the QR code that we've talked about before as to what people decided their interests are for the Conservation Board as a whole to help us set vision and direction for the future. And I'm especially interested in, you know, programming. You know, what kind of programs do people want? And, you know, I'm eager to see the feedback on some of that.
Yeah, we all are, because this was a program I was glad to promote there with Brian.
I think Brian was out. It wasn't Ian.
Yeah, invited him to talk more about this wonderful cause there to get more information feedback from the public for this survey being coordinated through Hamilton County Conservation. Anxious to find out the results myself.
Yep.
Anything else for the good of the cause there?
No, Mr. I don't Laird? Think so. I think we hit it pretty good there, Pat. Try and stay safe tomorrow, everybody.
Yep.
Well, with the weather too. Tonight, and tomorrow.
And the weekend.
Yep, and the weekend as a whole. Yep.
So very good. John, we're glad to have you here this morning.
Talking Thank you for having me, Pat.
The great things going on in Hamilton County Conservation.
You're Thank you.
Welcome back
Thank
anytime.
You.
So, all right, that sounds good.
Thanks, Pat.
John Laird, thanks very much from Hamilton County Conservation. The time now, 3 minutes before the hour of 9. It's 17 degrees here at KQWC.
I'm Ross, and I'm an Iowa farmer, and I'm supporting Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis will stick up for America's farmers.